Yesterday, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, sat a safe distance away from John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and engaged in a conversation about coronavirus, leadership, and the future. Part of their conversation dovetails with a column that John Brummett wrote for today's paper, how President Trump is conducting himself during the daily press briefings at the White House. As part of this week's discussion, Roby asked John Brummett if a possible end to the daily ritual of the president speaking at the briefings, as teased by the president himself, is a good idea.
Weeks ago, when this thing was just starting, his supportive editorialist at no less than the Wall Street Journal said, "Mr. President, let the experts speak about this. You cannot deal with this yelling fake news and giving nicknames to Schumer and your detractors. You can't do it. You don't know what you're talking about, so let the people who do handle the briefings." Obviously, he couldn't do that because of his love for attention, and for a while he was thrilled with the ratings for his briefings. But what has happened now is that the Republicans, apparently, what you read in the non-fake news, in my view, is that the Republicans and the pollsters and the consultants and the members of Congress have said, stop. This is hurting us. Have you seen Michigan poll? You're down 8. Pennsylvania, you're down 8. Wisconsin, you're down 4. This is dragging all of us down. Stop doing it. So I think that's why he's doing it. It's all about him and the politics and being talked into not doing what he's been doing. So, yeah, it's smart.
Asa Hutchinson, our governor, has said May 4th will be some sort of starting point for some businesses to return to normalcy. He's not laid out more of the plan beyond that. Is May 4th too soon?
You asked me that last week, and I said I have no credential at all, but let me say definitively it is too soon. That was my answer, and I still go with that. However, not to correct you, but just to have a little dialogue here, I sense from Asa, May 4th is when he intends to have formulated a phase-in and to begin announcing things that will happen later if people will meet the guidelines and restrictions.
I agree with you. It's about managing expectations, and I think that May 4th date has gotten embedded in some people's minds of, oh, we're going to be able to open for business on May 4th, and subsequently I've seen him speak to that a little bit more.
Didn't you have a guest column on your website?
I think it was his weekly column.
Oh, was it? He just ran it? Yeah, okay. And he's sort of saying that, but yeah, he's always trying to finesse the conservative mantras with the pragmatic, more moderate reality. And this is the case. Yeah, May 4th has been set, so we're going to be talking. So May 4th it is, and May 4th is when I'm going to tell you that May 5th, I've already said May 15th, the dentists can start back if they'll do a lot of things. They go first, and then by May 29th, maybe we'll let you get a haircut, but only if the barbers will do this. And then it's going to be phased in a way that's, we hope, will be cautious and can synchronize our good behavior in limiting the virus with restarting the economy. He wants to do it, but... And he may be intentionally giving the appearance that May 4th is like the day to look forward to. It's not. It's the day to advance a very cautious, incremental, still highly restricted relaunch. That's what we're going to go through. I have been telling people, somebody said, "What's your magic date?" And I said, "Well, it's not Memorial Day. Maybe July 4th. Maybe we can get out and have a picnic July 4th. No. The summer is going to be face masks and distancing and limited activity, steadily increasing. We hope to enough to keep people from freaking out and keep people in business. But I think we are months away from any hope of actual normalcy. And I think Asa will have us later than the Oklahomas and the Georgias.
Nothing but good news from John Brummett today.
Well, it's good news if we can synchronize virus protection with an orderly relaunching of our economy, isn't it?
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found at arkansasonline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from this week's conversation, including musings about Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, and more. That's at talkbusiness.net. And one quick note, it was mentioned during that conversation that dental procedures are scheduled to begin in mid-May. The actual date set by the governor last week was May 18th.